JSE listed financial services group Exponent Limited has concluded an agreement with the Frankfurt listed fintech company MyBucks, which will enable Exponent to take full control of MyBucks. This comes as the company delivered its half year numbers today, reporting a close to 82% decline in headline earnings per share. The company's CEO, Terence Gregory, joins us now to unpack some of the detail behind its newest acquisition and some perspective behind the numbers. Thank you so much for your time today, Terence. I know the big headline is around the MyBucks acquisition, so we'll deal with that first before we drill into the numbers. Just talk us through the rationale for that and how it's come about.
Siggy, thank you very much for having me on the show. The MyBucks group, we feel, is a very well-aligned group with our objectives. We've supported it for many years as a funder and also taking some equity in the business. And more recently, we progressed with a book build and ultimately in order to take control of the business. The footprint of the business is in 11 African countries, has five banking licenses in those countries. They're operational banks. The business has been active for many years in the fintech space, listed on the Frankfurt Exchange. It's a Luxembourg-based company. And we believe it's ideally positioned to actually support our foray into Africa as such.
All right. So how are you going to take advantage of the fact that you now have full control?
Well, I think the first thing is that we can use a lot of the technology to roll out our products into these African countries. The banking licenses obviously offer a tremendous opportunity, both in terms of the cap raise as well as in terms of being able to have access to markets in those countries. Mm. And being a JSE listed entity, we already have the understanding of that listed space, so it's not difficult for us to manage a listed concern in another country.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what you would roll out in terms of your own products. I mean, you have three very key distinct divisions as a business. Do you think that through this you would be able to roll out those services then?
Yes, our three divisions primarily are the first is credit, where we provide specific credit products to emerging entrepreneurs, to SMEs and so on. And clearly these channels to market assist us, both the fintech aspect of it, where there's a mobile application base and so on, but also, and probably more importantly, through the banking channels. So that's one aspect of it. The next aspect is in terms of the cap raise. We do both retail and institutional cap raises, and the raising of capital through banking licenses and in-country is much more efficient than raising capital at a mezzanine level and supplying it to the countries.
Okay.
So that assists us from that angle. And then lastly, the equity holdings, where the MyBucks investment has been positioned until now. We look for longer term returns out of the equity holdings that we have, and those equity holdings we expect to sort of mirror our longer term liabilities. So all three of those are supported by the GetBucks and MyBucks operations in country.
So let's come back to the financials then for the 6 months. Is it the book build that's had this massive impact on headline earnings?
Very significantly, yes. So there are two primary issues. The first issue is the book build, and the second issue is whilst we were doing the book build, we had an option agreement that supported the share price so that we weren't vulnerable to the share price. The business that we run is a very conservative business. We don't take an open position. Mm. So we've always ensured that we have a secured safety net in the event that the share price would fall on the listed bourse. And the option agreement combined with the book build obviously then created a reduction in our credit profitability.
Okay. What are your prospects then? What are your what do you anticipate going forward? Could we see similar numbers at full year or even this time next year?
So I have to be careful of price-sensitive information,
certainly,
as you well know. But I think that the effects of the book build are quite clear in our financials. And if you excluded that, you could actually see the impact going forward of our standard business. The size of this acquisition is quite significant. It's a reverse listing. So we have to approach shareholders in the JSE to put the transaction to bed. But the reality is both the transaction and the change in the focus of the financials should see a different structure going forward.
Given the nature of your business right now, and you look at the current global and local climate, so globally we're dealing with rising interest rates, we're dealing with a Brexit that doesn't want to end at any point, we've got a China-US trade war domestically, we've got our own issues, including an MPC meeting this week. How difficult is it to raise money and raise capital in this kind of current climate?
It is difficult. For us, the biggest limiting factor in our business is the ability to raise capital at the right levels and at the right terms and conditions. And I think most financial institutions have that sort of limitation. So that is definitely a limiting factor. The reality is that the offtake is there. So in terms of the market, credit is really tight. The ability for us to make a very significant difference in those markets that we operate in, particularly for SMEs. You know,
the way that I was going to say, the difficulty of deciding who you were able to fund as well.
Yes. So for us, in each of these countries, the actual economy of the country is dependent on the growth of these SMEs. And so there's always more demand for credit in that SME sector than can be fulfilled by any business. And from our perspective, we never take an open position. We always secured. We always secure ourselves either through transactions or through hard assets. And through doing that, if you're able to actually get the right cash flows, you're able to really make significant returns.
How does that affect your outlook then for the business?
I think it's still very positive.
Yeah.
We're finding more and more that the tightening up of credit creates opportunities and avenues for us, both on the offset side as well as the capital raise. We've announced a 700 million rand facility through a Frexim Bank. They're busy with their final administration and DDs at the moment. We're hoping that we'll unlock that funding towards mid-year. And that's in rands, so we try to keep the currency in country so that we don't have the forex
risk,
exposure. And that's looking very good for us, so that would definitely see us through to December in terms of the local operations.
Okay.
But in terms of the offshore operations, obviously we're still looking for US funding, US dollar funding.
Good luck with that. Thanks for your time. Today, Terence Gregory is CEO of Exponent.
Thank you very much.